Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the duplicate tape of Mr. Paul Kwan's interview from 90 minutes to 60 minutes tape.
By telling us a little bit about where your parents came from in China and when they came to the United States?
Well, that's a long, long time. My parents come from Canton.
What part?
Huaiping.
Huaiping,
yeah.
Okay. And when did they come to the United States?
Oh, Lord, I don't know.
Do you have any idea? Or?
Have idea. The temple is free. They can come in. And there's no steamboat, just a sailboat. Take about that. Oh, maybe 2-3 months to get over here.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did they do when they first came over here?
I think first they came over here. I think my father is a cook.
He was a cook in a Chinese
restaurant. The most Chinese, that time they come over here, build railroad.
Did your father come here as a cook for a Chinese restaurant in Los Angeles? American restaurant.
Yeah, American hotel.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah, in L.A.
Uh-huh.
But all my relatives in this city.
Mm-hmm. And how long did he work as a cook?
He worked until he went back home.
When did he go back home?
He go back home, I think, during the war.
Did he go back home to, what did he go back home to do? To get married or?
No, he get old, so he go back home and live with the folks.
Oh.
That time most all the man folks come over here to make the money, send it back, support them, family.
So after he worked in the restaurant as a cook, he went back home more or less to retire and take it easy?
Yeah,
back
he went back home, I think, about 75.
When he was 75 years old?
Yeah.
Hmm. Which restaurant did he work at? Do you remember?
He worked in a hotel, I remember, way up in those hotel for summertime, up in, they call it Camp Raleigh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember what his wages were for being a cook in an American restaurant?
That time he's a sheriff, $200 a month.
He was a chef?
Yeah, chief cook.
Oh, chief cook.
Yeah.
$200 a month.
Those dishwashers maybe $30 a month.
$30 a month.
Yeah.
And how many days and what were the hours?
The hour work from early hour, maybe 12 hours a day. The cook,
7 days a week?
Yeah, 7 days a week.
Hmm. And how about your mother? Did she work at all?
No, my mother in China.
Your mother's in China?
Yeah.
She still is in China? Or?
She died long ago.
Oh, but she went back to China with your father?
No, she never came over here, though.
Oh, she never came over. Did your father send money to your mother regularly?
Yeah.
How often did he send money? Do you
but
have
I
any?
I don't know.
No?
No.
Hmm. And how many children did your father have?
My father had, I think, three. Yeah, three.
And what number are you?
Number second.
Number second. And who's the oldest and who's the youngest?
The oldest died a long time. I don't know where he is. And the youngest one is died too.
What did the oldest one do?
The oldest one? I think the mostly, he do anything, mostly cook. You know, in the old time, the Chinese said, eat a laundry or cook.
Was he in L.A. too?
Yeah, in L.A.
And how about the youngest?
The youngest one's dead too.
Yeah, what did the youngest one do?
I think the youngest one is, he's a Howard's father.
Was a house?
No, Howard. House? Howard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, Howard's
his
father.
His father, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think his father, the youngest.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what did he do for a living?
He was a cook.
He was a cook, yeah. Too, huh?
Not very much to do, that time. Just cook or laundry. Yeah. Or open up the business, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember roughly when your father came to the States? Roughly when? When was he in the States?
Roughly when?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Were you born in the States or born in China?
We're born in China.
Okay. When were you born?
When was I born? I was in Guangzhou, in Yishi Plainian. The Kong Sui is the king of the China. He's the 24th of the Kong Sui.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how old were you when you came to the United States?
I think about 14 or something like that.
Uh-huh. What did you do when you first came
over
at 14 and 15?
Go to school.
Where did you go to school?
I go to school. First I go to mission school, you know, those church. And I go to public school.
Mm-hmm. Did you go on to high school too here in
no,
LA?
No, I never go through fifth grade.
Uh-huh.
I go as high as fourth grade, then go to go do something to make a living.
Was that because your father asked you to? To go out and get a job to help support the family?
Anyway, he asked or not, but everybody feel like that, see. Mostly come down look in the market. See, the market, we got a lot of Chinese looking there too.
So after you quit school, what kinds of jobs did you have?
I think after quit school, I went home, get married and come back. Come back then he let me go to auto school.
How old were you when you got married?
I think about 23, I don't know exactly, maybe 23 or 22.
And you went back to Canton to get married? Was it an arranged marriage?
Huh?
Was it an arranged marriage?
Yeah, match, you mean?
Match,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then did you bring your wife back?
No, my wife never came over here.
Never came over. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. So then you said when you came back from Canton, you went to auto school?
Yeah.
How long did you go to?
I think a year and a half. Year and a half or 2 years. Or stay there and practice.
Where was the auto school?
National Automobile School.
Uh-huh. And what did you learn there? Did you learn enough so that you could start your own business?
Yeah.
In auto repair?
Yeah, I repair storage. I run the place about 20 years.
Which place was that?
The garage.
What was the name of the garage?
In the garage, we call it Q&Q Garage. No, first Q&C. Then the other one, go home and Q&Q.
And what did Q&C and Q&Q stand for?
The Q stands for Quan. The C stands for Chain.
Chain?
Yeah.
C-H-E-N.
C-H-A-N or whatever it is.
And so it was a partnership between Quan, somebody. Who was the person named Chan? Was that your friend?
He's dead too, friend.
Uh-huh. And then,
I told you they're all dead.
And then from Quan and Chan, it went to Quan and Quan?
No, Quan and Quan.
And who was the other Quan?
The other Quan?
Uh-huh.
I don't know where he is now. He's still alive. I know he's the youngest.
Where was this auto repair shop located?
Located on 8th Street.
8th Street?
Yeah.
Here in L.A.
Yeah.
At the time that you went to auto school, were there any other Chinese students there?
You mean any other wind over there?
Any other Chinese people studying auto at the auto school?
Yeah, that's how I know them.
About how many in the class?
Not very many. You're not very many in this city.
Yeah.
See?
I mean, did you have five, Chinese in the class, or?
In the class, five in one class?
Yes.
No.
Did you have that
maybe
many?
Maybe nine,
or?
Some of them, just one.
Oh, so there really weren't that many Chinese.
No, they not very many Chinese
school.
In there.
Uh-huh. So but you...
Only now they get more Chinese. Even before they moved to New Chinatown, you could hardly see any Chinese. Even they moved to New Chinatown at night, you could hardly see any Chinese. Most are more different nationality.
Mm-hmm.
See? Because they are not very many Chinese in there. I hope they say not more than 20,000 in this country before the war.
Not more than 20,000.
Not more
Chinese.
Than 20,000.
What about the customers whose cars you service? Were they mostly Chinese people, or were they Caucasian?
Mostly American people.
Mostly American people.
Uh
huh. What kinds of prices did you charge?
What kind of prices?
Yeah.
Oh, they got a priceless book. See, all you have to be charged more reasonable, otherwise they wouldn't come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How was the business?
Oh, fair, just make a little bit.
How much did you make, roughly?
Not very much.
Was it a couple of hundred a month, or?
No, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so how many people worked in the auto
just
shop?
Partner.
Just your partner and yourself, just two people.
Yeah.
Did you work on every day, Saturdays, Sundays?
Or? Every day except Sunday. Yeah.
And what years did you have this auto shop? Years, yeah.
I think 1924.
So was that from 24 to 44 that you had that?
24, right after the war, from 46.
From 1924 to 46,
yeah,
you had the auto shop?
1946.
Uh-huh. Was your business affected by the Depression?
Yeah.
At all? In what way? Can you describe?
Well, just the Sims. Living every day, I think the Chinese get by easy on a depressing time.
Why?
Because they don't eat high-priced food. That's why.
Did you have to take on any part-time work during the Depression to manage?
No.
Did you continue to, did you send money back to your wife?
My wife died last, let's see, November the 1st. I got nobody else in back China now.
Hmm. But did you send money to support her up until the time that she died?
Yeah.
How regularly would you send
money? Oh, just when I got something, send it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's sometimes that's personal. You can't tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you had the auto shop from 1924 until about 46.
46. Yeah.
And so what did you do after 1946?
I don't know. But, when you look around and, you know, I'm kind of lazy type.
But you didn't sit around at home?
No.
Did you work at all, or?
Oh yeah, you don't work, how could you make a living?
Yeah, so where did you work after 46? In Chinatown? Or?
Yeah, no regular place. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know something about Chinatown?
Okay.
Yeah. You ask the question.
Well, I wanted to find out a little bit more about your family life first before I get
that's
to
that. All the family life. See, I got nothing in China, but I got a son, Mary, got two sons in San Francisco.
Your two sons in San Francisco.
I keep track of it. My sons died too.
Mm-hmm.
See, my son used to, during the war, he followed General MacArthur photography.
Photography?
Yeah.
He was a photographer?
Yeah.
Oh, for General, oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He died. He died, I think, 1975.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hmm.
That's all.
How did he happen to get a job like that?
They draft him in. I think he's a photographer in San Francisco.
He was MacArthur's personal photographer.
Mm-hmm.
I got all kind of pictures. I took from the army.
So he traveled all around with
he
MacArthur.
He followed MacArthur.
Signal Corps.
Yeah.
So where did he get to go?
Yeah. I think I still got that envelope. He sent it to me. The Japan surrender, they got a stamp in there. Yeah, that's it.
Hmm. As far as language that was spoken at home, with your mother and father, did you speak Chinese at home?
Yeah. Only Chinese.
Only Chinese.
You know, back in China, if you talk English, they don't understand you.
Right, but even after you came to the United States,
yeah.
Did you speak Chinese at home?
Speak Chinese, yeah.
And
even mostly we speak Chinese to the old friend. See?
Mm-hmm. And then did you speak Chinese with your sons?
Yeah.
How did your sons come to the States, your two sons, if you were married in China and your wife stayed behind?
If you got the son, they can come over for school.
So you applied to have
your two sons
come over?
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how old were your two sons when they came over?
I don't know, about six. I think about 18, something like that.
18 years old?
Yeah. See, but I just skipped that part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where have you lived in Los Angeles?
Plaza Street.
Plaza Street? Where on Plaza Street?
Plaza, you know where the Plaza Park is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there, North Main.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you remember the address?
I think 130 Plaza.
Yeah, 130 Plaza.
And how long have you lived there?
Long
had
time.
You lived there?
Maybe 10, 20 years.
What about the other years? Where did you
The live? Other year?
Yeah.
Then I moved from place to place. Then I come over, stay with the friend.
Place to place, was that still in Chinatown or
yeah,
outside
Chinatown,
of Chinatown?
In Chinatown.
In Chinatown.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you prefer to stay in Chinatown or prefer to live in a place where you had many Chinese near you?
You mean to live with the Chinese?
Yeah, did you?
I think that's a pretty very good idea.
You like, yeah.
Yeah.
So you always like to live near Chinese people?
Yeah, I always like to live near Chinese.
Did you move sometimes because the neighborhood changed, or would you move because the neighborhood changed?
Oh, yeah, just live right in the business district, that's all, in Chinatown. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, before it was a very few Chinese live in a house like that. Because they moved all their family in China. See? Only during the Japanese war, moved on, try to get all the family over here.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to Chinese school?
In China.
In China,
yeah.
You went to school, but not here in the States.
Not here.
Uh-huh. Did you send your children to Chinese school, or was that necessary? Because they came from China.
They came from
so
China.
They, yeah.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to go to Chinese school.
No.
Where did they go to school?
They got a little schoolhouse in the village.
Uh-huh. And where did they go to school here in L.A.?
In the L.A. Chinese school? Now they got a Chinese school in Chinatown now. Before they don't, they have to learn it from some private teachers.
Mm-hmm. Did your sons go through the public school system here in L.A.?
No, he's go through the school in China.
So they came over around 18, and so they didn't go to school here.
No, they don't go to school. They go to English school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did the other son do? You said you had two sons?
I just got one son.
Oh, one son. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Margaret was mentioning that you...
Margaret is my goddaughter.
Right.
Yeah.
She was telling me that you're a great inventor of many things, and you're very good with mechanics, and they call...
Oh, I just... Long time during the war, in all the relatives chipping the money, we bought... Build one of those generator ship.
Generator what?
Generator.
Yeah.
And buy a spotlight. So you send it back to the old country. Night time, the bank that come, we turn on the light, fly, see, and we shoot them.
Who shoots them?
All the village people shoot them.
Shoot the bandits?
Yeah, shoot the bandits. You know, just like the movie in here in this country, they got a big gang, they come over here, take everything, you gotta shoot them. But now, even you open the door, nobody will take your stuff now. They have really good law and order.
So you made these spotlights and sent them back to
Send them back.
Send them back to where?
send it back to the old village.
Which, Hoiping?
Yeah, Hoiping.
Uh-huh. And they used them to, at nighttime. What else have you invented?
I don't invent anything. Yeah.
Margaret says that you're good with all kinds of mechanical things. They call you Gehei-Tan, right?
Yeah, Gehei.
Why do they call you Gehei-Tan?
My name is a Tan, Chinese name, Tan.
Right.
It's Gehei, that means a mechanic.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. But besides auto repair, do you do
a lot of other repairs
too? And
all the repair, I fix everything, a little bit of that, a little bit. Now get old and forget everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. When you had your auto mechanic, your auto shop, was it hard for you to get customers sometimes because you were Chinese?
No. You know, here's the one thing. The Chinese, they don't like to go to Chinese place. I can most all American business.
Why do you think the Chinese wouldn't want to go to the Chinese?
I don't know. I'm kind of surprised. Only Chinese, they eat, they want to go to a Chinese place. Yeah.
But as far as getting their car repaired, they'd rather go to
They go to the car dealer or someplace. But yeah, I got a lot of friends, Chinese friends come too. I mean, you know, not all of them. But most of them like to go.
Roughly, how many cars did you repair on a week or something? Or?
Long time, I don't know.
A lot of cars. Did you ever do any repairs free of charge?
Free of charge? No.
Margaret mentioned that you repaired you service people's cars free sometimes just to get the chance to...
Well, just a little trouble like that and don't charge them. Yeah.
But not very much.
Not very much.
Can you tell us something about L.A. Chinatown pre-war?
L.A. Chinatown? See, L.A. Chinatown, some people say L.A. Chinatown, it got a tunnel here, got a tunnel there. No, I don't think it's such a thing. Tell you that, you know that that block from Plaza Street in L.A.? There's a lot of Chinese store over there. Over where the freeway is, they got one. Long time used to be the French people owns that cafe. Now it's the Kwan family. They bought the place and started a restaurant they call a Paris Cafe. See? It's right at Paris Cafe from this end, the Plaza Park. I think it's three doors from Plaza Park. All those buildings got basement. They got basement and they got few stores over there do importing and exporting business. All they kick the stuff down the basement. They said no tunnel here, tunnel there, no. See, my father got a restaurant over there, the second from the American restaurant, second from Paris. Paris is a Chinese food, see. It got a basement, we went down there. We went down over the first cafe. Ain't no tunnel here, no tunnel there. That's what Howard told me, some say.
Some say there's a tunnel there's no tunnel.
But only thing before Alameda Street.